Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen. Anita, tell us what you do at ReadyGo.
Well, ReadyGo is an e-learning company. So we do training for corporations. So what we provide are tools for companies to create online training.
And go to ReadyGo.com and you can find out more about that. Of course, first thing I'd recommend you do is buy her book, E-Learning 2.0, Proven Practices and Emerging Technologies to Achieve Real Results. That's available wherever books are sold, especially on Amazon. Anita, we're talking about artificial intelligence. You've given us a great tour, by-the-numbers explanation and description and appraisal of artificial intelligence, AI. That's the term you will hear, folks. As we went to the break, you and I were talking about the potential dangers for an organic challenge by AI, meaning the machine says if this, then that, and locks us out of something like the electric grid. That's a wide hyperbolic thought there. But what if the bad guys?
You see, the bigger problem isn't that you're going to be locked out. The bigger problem is just look at the issues right now with automated cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The driverless cars.
Are they spending enough time coming up with these what-if scenarios?
You guys have got a bunch of them out there where you are in Silicon Valley. Do you see them driving around?
All the time.
What do you think about them?
I don't care. You're just so used to seeing them.
I mean, have you ridden in one?
No.
Are you going to?
Insurance-wise, they won't let anyone but the people that are insured ride in them.
Okay.
Google has a couple hundred in my town, so of course we see them all the time because they're out testing them.
There are no driverless cars out there with regular people in them.
There's no, pardon?
No driverless cars with regular people.
Correct.
Right. Okay. I couldn't come out there and ride in a driverless car if I wanted to then.
Unless you got an approval from Google.
I got you. Okay, all right. So how have those cars been doing out there? Are they causing wrecks? Are they behaving?
Yes, they're behaving. There's no problems. I mean, one made the news because it was going too slow. So it got pulled over because it was holding up traffic.
How do you pull over a driverless car?
Well, there actually is a driver in there.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's part of what Google has is they actually have a driver, someone in there who has a punch list to make sure that the car does what it's supposed to do.
I'm just laughing about it. I'm imagining the trooper walking up to the driverless car.
Yeah, there's no one in there.
Here comes the window. I hadn't thought about that. My son's a police officer. I'll have to ask him about that. Anyway, go ahead. Tell us about AI.
As long as it does exactly what you tell it to do, it's fine. The problem is the problem that they had in Florida with the Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
That someone said it's not set up to really be automatic, autopilot.
Right.
And the big problems that you get with these systems is people assuming that it's better than it is, so they don't pay attention.
Right.
That's on one end. On the other end, how is the security on these things?
Right.
You know, people, the engineers are focused on making it work a certain way. They're not necessarily concerned with the back door and
security. Thinking about attacks. Yeah, they're not thinking about attacks, are they?
That's a different kind of engineer.
Whole other thing.
So the problem that we have is the vulnerabilities. People get so concerned that these computers are going to take over our lives, mm-hmm. and I say that's the least of your concern.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger concern is that it's doing it right, and you're assuming it's going to continue to do it. And an even bigger concern is once you have something on AI, that means the computer is managing this, and how secure is this?
Mm-hmm.
And can a bad guy get into the back door and mess up the work?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the much bigger concerns.
Yep. And especially
the other concern
quickly, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
The other big concern is there was just something about the banks in the news yesterday. The European banks are going to spend $2 billion to automate a whole bunch of functions.
Right.
And I think we're going to be, AI is going to be hitting us into a world similar to what we hit into in the 70s and 80s when how many secretaries did you have in 1970?
Right.
And how many did you have in 1990?
A whole lot fewer. Yeah, absolutely.
Like virtually none in 1990 because by 1990 they said type your own stuff.
That's
employees.
Right. That's exactly right. Hey, Anita, I've got to wrap it up. ReadyGo.com. Thanks, Anita. Come back soon.
Okay.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.